If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Pavone with your fantasy sports news update. Recapping from the first hour, Toronto Raptors forward Kawhi Leonard added to his historic postseason run with 39 points and 14 rebounds in the Raptors' 101-96 win over the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 4 of their Eastern Conference semifinals in the first nine games of the 2019 playoffs. Leonard has become the first player in NBA postseason history to average 30 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists on an effective field goal percentage greater than 65%. Only three other players in the NBA have in NBA history have posted this, that being LeBron James, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. On the other side, Joel Embiid told reporters that after a sleepless night, he received IV fluids at 6 a.m. About 9.5 hours prior to tip-off, marking the second time this series that he's needed an IV to play. Game 5 will be tomorrow night in Toronto. Denver Nuggets pull off their gutsiest victory of the season with a 116-112 win over Portland to even this best-of-seven Western Conference semifinals at two games apiece. The Nuggets rode Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic to their biggest bounce back of the season. The duo became only the second pair of teammates to record a triple-double and a 30-point game in back-to-back playoff games since the Lakers' Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did so in 1980 against the Phoenix Suns. Game 5 will be in Denver tomorrow night. Tonight, two games on slate, Bucks and Celtics in Boston for Game 4. Tip-off at 7 p.m. Eastern. Bucks lead the series 2-1. Marcus Smart said Sunday that he's hopeful that he will return to the court on Monday for Game 4. He has been sidelined with an oblique tear since April 7th, and then the late-night game, Houston Rockets tip-off against the Golden State Warriors, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Dubs lead this series 2-1. I wanted to talk a little bit about some stuff that happened over in baseball here. Wild stat line in MLB for the Cincinnati Reds. Eniño Suarez, Jesse Winker, and Derek Dietrich hit home runs on three consecutive pitches from Jeff Samardzija on Sunday. Suarez followed Joey Votto's leadoff bloop single to center with a drive that just cleared the fence down the right field line. Winker and Dietrich followed with first pitch drives to right center, with Dietrich turning his entire body to stare into the Cincinnati Reds dugout as he danced at the first base line after his fourth home run in three games. The homers made it 4-0 against the San Francisco Giants. The home runs were each player's ninth of the season, gave the Reds 11 in the first three games of the four-game series against the San Francisco Giants. The Reds have hit back-to-back-to-back home runs for the second time this season. Matt Kemp, Suarez, and Scott Schebler. Thank you. Went deep against Wai-Yin Chen on April 9th against Miami.
Yeah, but you're burying the lead here, Bavona. They hit. Yeah, Winkler. Congratulations. You lost the damn game 5-4, Reds. You suck ass. Yeah. Okay, congratulations.
And Winkler would have had another homer.
I was literally about
Winkler would have had another homer, too, but Kevin Pillar had a robbery. Had one of the best catches of the season so far, too. Spider-Man over the wall.
Congratulations with your back-to-back homers, back-to-back-to-back homers. You lost the game. You suck to one of the worst hitting teams in all of baseball, and you suck. Did I mention they suck? Because they suck.
I'm going to guess Joe maybe had some shekels on them previously.
Ain't playing them ever again the rest of the year. They
again.
Suck.
There's the catch again, which means he had some shekels on them. There it is.
All right. Other baseball news here. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman said on SiriusXM's MLB Network Radio's The Front Office Show that the club is expecting ace Luis Severino to remain on the injured list through the first half of the season. He said you won't see him until after the All-Star break in our minds. Yankees hadn't issued a timeline for Severino's return, but it seemed likely that it would occur close to the All-Star break in July. Severino is resting from a right lat strain he was diagnosed with last month. Severino is in the middle of the fourth week of six during which he isn't allowed to throw. He will resume a throwing program thereafter. I mentioned earlier I wanted to talk about the ratings for Saturday Night Live. According to Deadline, the telecast, which also featured appearances, obviously hosted by Adam Sandler, also featured appearances by former SNLers Chris Rock, Kristen Wiig, and Jimmy Fallon, averaged a 4.8 live plus same day household rating in the metered markets and a 1.8 adults 18 to 49 ratings in the markets with local people meters. The episode, which had Shawn Mendes as a musical
is
guest.
Is that good?
Yes. It was way up from SNL's most recent original 3 weeks ago, hosted by Emma Stone with musical guest BTS. And that was a big night for them because everyone thought that would blow out the ratings because of BTS. The 4.8 meter market household rating equaled SNL season high set by both the Holiday Show in December, hosted by Matt Damon, and musical guests Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus, and by September 29th, 2018 season premiere with host Adam Driver and musical guest Kanye West. Comparing that quickly to the Derby, also on the NBA, I got to get my exact here. Kentucky Derby's broadcasted recorded a 10.9 of 20/25 overnight rating, tying their 1992 broadcast as the best since 1990.
Yeah.
There you go. There are your TV ratings for the weekend on NBC. As Joe would say, congratulations, NBC.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, guys, that's the news for me. I am Chris Pavona. It's Monday. I still want to talk.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the ratings being up on the Derby had anything to do with the fact that it was a record-breaking handle with the amount of people betting on the Derby around the country as well. Welcome in here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martini's final hour of the show. We will help you make it rain. We'll talk a little bit here coming up about tonight's action. NBA playoffs continue. Bucks, Boston, Houston, and Golden State getting ready to take action. Full slate of baseball games to talk about a little bit here. But also, I know Bavona talked about Severino being probably out longer, which is no kidding. But the more important question is, when did they get James Paxton back? Because they seem to have lost him now for the next 3 weeks. And, you know, at this point, Bavona could throw a damn uniform on, go play with the Yankees, and they'd probably still win. I don't get it. I don't know what's going on with it. I can't figure it out. Yeah, they lose Paxton in the middle of a game that, you know, they had – nobody even knew what the hell happened to him. He just started grabbing him. He's like, Paxton's gone. They're going to the bullpen. And it turns out 3 weeks, he's gone. I'm sure they'll call somebody else up, and here we go. Herman delivers again yesterday, but the Yankees are this kind of start to this season where everything could go wrong. You know, what is it? What is that theory? Is it Darwin's theory? Murphy's Law, where if it could go wrong, it will go wrong. But the perseverance and the guy, next man up, do your job, Patriot mentality of this New York Yankees team is truly, to me, the biggest story so far this year. They're doing it under the radar a little bit here because people just assume the Yankees are the Yankees. But, guys, I can tell you this is not a Yankees team. Anybody knows. You know, you have no idea who these guys are in the lineup, and yet, you know, Luke Voit is MVP. We're talking about MVP for Luke Voit here, guys. Unbelievable what the Yankees are doing. And the shots keep coming. I mean, now you lose your best pitcher. James Paxton out for three. At what point do you go, I don't know how much more they can handle here, Dane?
Yeah, I mean, It's almost like, and I was making this joke with Frank Stanfield, one of our fantasy best friends forever. It's almost like with Andujar coming back, the Yankees had to sacrifice someone else to the injury gods. You know, like there is a legitimate all-star team on the IL for the Yankees, the entire starting outfield, the number one and two pitchers. But Chances has a vote for the entire infield.
Crazy.
Second best in the American League.
Yeah, that's it, man. Yep, we'll talk a little Major League Baseball and why I'm fed up with it. We'll do that coming up next.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
Burger King is realizing that not everybody's happy all the time. Not every meal's a happy meal. They now have different meals to reflect your different moods. You've got the pissed meal. Me and Cam talked about this a little bit. Like, the pissed meal, it's just not an attractive name. Like,
that's true.
Like, the angry whopper! That works. The pissed meal, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just a sleazeball, but I just think it's a box of piss.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Never interrupt the intro there to one of the classics. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Final hour here. We're going to make it rain for you. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, guys, welcome in. What a show it has been thus far. A lot of Derby talk. We were fortunate enough to be able to talk to Todd Pletcher, Hall of Fame trainer, who was, of course, at the Derby there, got his thoughts on what happened and Maximum Security being taken down. And, of course, the whole world going, what in the hell just happened? Great stuff there. Thank him very much for taking the time to join us here.
For sure.
I believe coming up next hour or two, we'll have Jerry Bailey, Hall of Fame jockey, that'll join Gabe there the morning after. So a lot of Derby talk coming your way here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll get you the inside scoop from the guys who know. And I do want to send a shout out here. I do want to talk a little baseball. But Kayla Harper, by the way, is Bryce Harper's wife.
Okay.
And I just want to say hats off to her, man. Just absolutely. She don't play around. I mean, fantastic. It seems, and this might be hard for some of you to believe, and I don't know if you can believe it, but as it turns out, there are an awful lot of what we call in the game cleat chasers that are out there, and these are women who gold simply diggers. If you have if you wear a pair of cleats or sneakers, or if you're athletic in any way, shape, or form, they basically go out of their way to try and DM you, show up at games, show up whatever it may be. Well, it happened to Bryce here this weekend. The only problem was the female, the cleat chaser in this post, she didn't actually DM Bryce. She DM'd his wife.
Ooh.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and show you what that looks like here.
Ooh.
There you go. Yeah. And the girl wrote, "Hey, handsome, I'm Jordan. I'm just trying to be your stress reliever."
Well,
hey.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, and nice. Kayla Harper posted that, if you're going to try and go after a married man, the least you could do is be smart enough not to message his Instagram account and not his wife's, you moron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fantastic. That was never going to end well. And by the way, save your time. They're expecting their first kid. They've been married forever. You don't seem
to
understand.
You got
to
do your due diligence
before
you start gold digging.
This isn't the NBA. Okay, I mean, these dudes here are especially Bryce. They have been together forever. They're very religious. Right. This was never going to happen. So
it'd be like hitting up Philip Rivers' wife by accident.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah, exactly. Just absolutely crazy there. So congratulations. Wanted to send a shout out to Kayla, who definitely just shot that down. That's a mic drop right there. At least be smart enough, sweetheart, to go hit the right account. Don't DM me. Miss Stress Reliever. It's not even a good picture of the girl. It's really? God damn.
Ugh. Well, be nice, Joe. Be nice.
Yes, I am trying to be nice there.
Different strokes for different folks.
Can't be nice about what we witnessed this weekend in Major League Baseball. In fact, it's driving me absolutely bonkers. You heard at the top of the hour with Pavona talking to you about how back-to-back-to-back home runs in the Reds game on three consecutive pitches, and woo! Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Reds ended up losing. And then it was like walk-off Sunday, and we'll start in San Diego with Hunter Renfro. Why don't we go there first?
Renfro in left field! High, deep, and a grand slam to walk it off!
Yay!
Renfro!
Yes!
Yeah. Padres come back to win it.
Yeah, that was just awesome. I mean, Padres came back. It was a grand slam, and you're thinking, oh my God, that doesn't happen a lot, right?
It's the winning run.
Let me take you to Pittsburgh.
That one's hit well. And deep. And this one is gone. Walk it off, Pirates. They come all the way back. Down 2 in the 13th. Starling Marte is the star today.
Yeah, Fernando Rodney serving it up. But wait, no, we can't. There can't possibly be another one. Could there be? No. Welcome to Detroit.
1-2. Dixon pokes it to right. Soler drifting back. Does it have enough legs? We're going home! Brandon Dixon wins it for the Tigers!
Yeah, that's correct. Three walk-off home runs, not to mention we actually had a position player pitching in the Cleveland game. Why? Because they suck so bad that they couldn't even, and it was embarrassing to ask another pitcher from a 10-person bullpen, by the way, on the roster, to actually have to come in and get lit up any more than they did. And listen, guys, I am all for scoring runs. I get it, right? But this game is really starting to resemble something I have no idea what it is. Everyone made fun of the steroid era and, oh my God, we couldn't have the steroid. Well, guys, what the steroid era, at least they played fundamentally the game of baseball. There were actually pitchers in the steroid era who didn't take steroids that could still light your ass up. There were still pitchers in there, despite the fact that you were hitting 60 home runs, could get you out on any given day. And what we are witnessing in baseball right now is, I don't get it. It doesn't resemble baseball to me. It's either feast or famine. There aren't enough pitchers. I don't know if it's analytics. I don't know if it's the juice ball. But when you have on the same day on a Sunday, when you have three walk-off home runs, guys, in situations where it just should not It should not be like that. It should not be four runs or you can't win. It's getting to the point, even last night, too, with Chicago, the Cubs and St. Louis. Like,
yeah,
you've got to be kidding me. Like, 13-5, like, there is just absolutely no excuse for the lack of pitching, for the lack of actual defense, error after error after. There's just, what has happened to baseball here, Dan? I don't even recognize this game anymore.
Yeah, I mentioned it previous hour. We have gone into this three true outcome world in professional baseball. The three true outcomes are home run, strikeout, and walk. Okay, and literally over a third of at-bats in Major League Baseball now result in a home run, a strikeout, or a walk. The K rate has gone crazy because teams don't care if you strike out anymore. It's about the launch angle. It's about hitting home runs. And that's why baseball has a fan engagement problem. That's why baseball has a problem with millennials, okay? Because you're sitting around and waiting for the home run. There is no such thing as a rally anymore, Joe. There's no such thing as a hit and run anymore, Joe. You just sit around and wait for the two-run or the three-run homer, and that's it. And that's the way baseball wants to go. We're going to see this preponderance of guys that hit 220 but hit 32 home runs, and that's better. And teams are cool with that. Yes, because of the analytics and the money ball and the win probabilities, okay? And that is the problem. We are no rallies. We're just sitting around waiting for the home run. I will also say this, Joe, as we spin it forward to, say, fantasy baseball, right? Now you got everybody hitting 230, but with 32 home runs, the average category becomes a lot more important, okay? If you find guys that are actually hitting 290, 310, that becomes much more valuable because it is as less of a commodity with everybody okay striking out. The stolen base is more of a commodity because it's not happening anymore. So don't be so quick to cast aside or trade any of your guys that hit for high average or can run, because that's a dying breed in this three true outcome Major League Baseball. You're absolutely right, Joe. It's home runs, but it's not even the pitching. It's because that's what teams are organized to do now. Home run or nothing. The home run, the strikeout rate has literally gone up from 16% 10 years ago to 25%. And that's what teams want with this analytics. It's all the three true outcomes, making average and stolen base a much more important commodity for you fantasy baseball players out there.
It's it almost becomes impossible to try to bet on as well, because the game's closers, they don't exist anymore. So if you're not playing first five innings, and good luck with that, because there could be, you know, 27 runs scored in the first five innings as well. But you're holding on for dear life one way or another once this game's get past the seventh inning, because there is nobody that can shut the door. It's almost, I'm watching teams give up, in fact, in the later innings because they got blown out in the first half of the game.
That's why they have a position player in there.
Yeah, you got the Indians throwing out position players. You've got the Cardinals who are bringing in guys that shouldn't be anywhere near a Major League Baseball pitching mound that are giving up, you know, grand slams, grand slam here. Like, what is going on with baseball? It's disheartening.
Launch angle. That's all people care about. Home run or bust.
Take your launch angle. Enjoy your launch angle. You still lost, Reds.
Back-to-back
home runs.
It's boring to watch.
Talk about tonight's games next.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course.
What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source comp score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Game 4 tonight, Bucks Celtics. 7 o'clock TNT. What's going to happen? Is Giannis going to live at the free throw line again? Will Boston be able to tie this series up? We'll dive in. Plus, the Golden State Warriors taking on the Houston Rockets for their game 4. Welcome in. Time to make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And it is all about trying to even series up here for both of these games tonight. The Celtics and the Rockets trying to get even here at 2 games apiece. And it was really all about Giannis at the free throw line on game 3 there over the weekend. Impressive road win, any which way you cut it, for the Celtics. And they get Marcus Smart back here, who is listed as questionable. But in all likelihood, he'll be back. The toughness of the Celtics will return. And as we dive into some of the TNA here, here's what we know. The Bucks 38-18-3, almost 68% when facing an Eastern Conference team. So they have actually profited and they've made bettors a lot of money when facing Eastern Conference teams. They have been one of the most profitable teams against their own conference since the 2010-11 Memphis Grizzlies. So when it comes to the Eastern Conference, there's a reason why they were number one. And there is a reason why they have, they lost the game 1, but rather easily the way they've won game 2 and game 3 here. And I think you're starting to see a trend with Milwaukee. They've also played 5 games this season as an underdog against the Eastern Conference. They're 5-1 straight up and against the number, covering by 10.5 points a game. Their only loss came, of course, to the Celtics in Boston as a 2.5 point underdog. But tonight, Celtics, 1.5 point favorite, which means the Bucks, they're an underdog. And I don't know what else to say. A lot of the trends, a lot of the numbers, all pointing towards Milwaukee. There's a reason why, again, number one seed, one of the best records in the Eastern Conference. I think it's safe to say at this point, not a fluke here, Dane. There's as much as you want to make about, you know, Boston's talent, this team is pretty damn good, and I think we're seeing why.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. When you started reeling off those stats, Joe, about, like, how they were good against the Eastern Conference and that sort of thing, in the back of my mind, I was like, Well, yeah, they had the best record in the NBA this year. You know what I mean? Like, so their record against whatever, their record on a full moon on a Wednesday was probably going to be better than most of these teams, right?
Yeah, but that record isn't win-loss. That record is against the spread, which is a different animal than just being having the best record. You could have the best record in the world and still lose me money. So the fact that you can go 68% against the number, I don't care how many games you won. That's pretty damn impressive because the markets do react every time you win more games.
No, and that's a good point. And guess what? I'm on them tonight as well, Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on them plus the 1.5. To be quite honest, I hope we get more Celtics money coming on in, and I can get it to 2. If you want to know the truth, that's what I'm hoping for. But I must admit, Joe, and tell me what you think about this. I was going to bet Milwaukee in this game regardless. You want to know why? Because I'm holding an over 5.5 game series ticket for this one as well. And so if Milwaukee doesn't win, then it's 2-2. And I've hit my over 5.5 games already, you know? So it's almost like I like Milwaukee, but I'm also getting a little bit of a hedge. It's kind of two birds with one stone for me. But straight up, I do like Milwaukee. I think especially in the second half of game 3, you saw their class come out. You saw Giannis start to dominate. You saw the working margin. You saw him get to the line. You know, outside of that first half when Boston early on hit him in the mouth, Boston was up 10. With 4 minutes left in the first half. And ever since then, it's been all Milwaukee. I think they withstood the biggest haymaker from the Celtics at this point. I'm going to be on Milwaukee tonight.
You've got, you know, listen, if you're a Celtics fan, Brad Stevens, all right, we've heard about how great you are.
Where's
trust
the adjustment?
You, respect you with the adjustments. You're going to have to figure out how to get a better effort, certainly defensively, from your team. Now, Marcus Smart is nice, but keep in mind, this guy hasn't played in what, 3 weeks? It's been a while since he played. Now we know what Marcus Smart brings off the bench, a certain toughness. It should help them defensively. I don't know that he's going to bring all that much to the table offensively. I don't even know how much we're going to see of him tonight here or how much of an impact it's going to happen, but they will work him back in. It is kind of a must-win situation. We know this for Boston at home tonight. The interesting number to me, of course, is that total. Because the total's been around 220, 221 all these games here. It's there again. I think 221 is where it's sitting around here. So if you add Marcus Smart combined with Boston having to give you a better defensive effort tonight, like it's got to be all-out defensive effort, slow down, Milwaukee at all costs. If that's the case, maybe the under might be a way to look here, because I don't think they want to go toe to toe with this Milwaukee Bucks team. I don't think they want to test it with Giannis. They don't want to let him run wild and say, okay, let's match you bucket for bucket. I don't know that's the kind of game they're going to want to get into. I think they're going to want to go in there like they did game 1 and bounce him around a little bit. You know what I mean? Make it a little harder for him, because the last two games, you're witnessing what happens when you have no answer defensively for Giannis. He will run you over, which is, if not, he'll kill you at the foul line, which is exactly what he did.
Yes, yeah, style makes fight. I always liken it to boxing, right? And style makes fight here. So if the up and down style of Milwaukee carries the day, it's going to be real hard, as your point is, Joe, for the Celtics to kind of keep up and have the horses in that way, right? If, however, this is a slower paced game, it looks like a little bit more half-court offense. The Milwaukee Bucks are not great in the half-court set, in my personal opinion, okay? And that's where, Joe, your Marcus Smart being there potentially, that's where that helps when it's in a half-court kind of set. So keep an eye early on. I think Joe is right to look at this total. If you see a back-and-forth kind of game, this lends itself for me to a Bucks win. If we say a more nip and tuck half court slower paced game, I think that profiles and looks good for the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, and the late game, of course, you're going to have Golden State taking on the Houston Rockets. Rockets 1.5-point favorite, over under 221.5. This is going to be 9:30 tonight, and we know no team ever came back from a 3-0 hole when Houston was able to avoid that in overtime in game 3. But what about game 4? What happens here? What are the numbers? What do the TNA tell us? Well, they tell us that Golden State, guys, is 15-8 against the number, over 65% in the playoffs after a straight-up loss under Steve Kerr. And they've also covered those games by almost 6 points. So against Western Conference opponents after a loss, they're 13-4 against the number in the playoffs, covering by almost 8 points per game. So under Carr, they have never played a playoff series in which they did not win at least one game straight up and against the spread on the road. They've never done it. So they have done it, I think, what, 17 consecutive series entering this conference semifinal against the Rockets. So they are notorious, and if nothing else, consistent after a loss. Yeah, they're going to come back. They don't lose two on the road. They always bounce back after a loss, not only straight up, but against the number. They've never actually gone in and lost back-to-back games on the road before. So obviously there's a first time for everything, but bettors, I am sure, across the board are looking at the Warriors and expect them to have a bounce-back game here tonight.
Yeah, and here's the interesting part, Joe, with both of these teams, Milwaukee and Golden State, the number one seeds, right? Mm-hmm. You can get them at plus money, or you can get them getting a point or two, right? So I think that sweetens the pot a little bit. I also like Golden State. I like these one seeds to come on in. And tonight, I think we're going to see the working margin. I think we're going to see that difference. And I think both Milwaukee and Golden State go up 3-1. The one thing I think is interesting, based on what you were saying earlier in the show, Joe, I'm looking at the Steph Curry prop bets. Because, you know, you're saying he hasn't shown up, whether the ankle is at play or not. You know, he has been defecating the mattress recently, can't even jam it home in overtime, hurting the Warrior 3.5 point tickets from Saturday. I may or may not have been among them. But, right. Joe, 24.5 is his total points today. You like the over or the under? Does he continue to be off-brand Curry and be under the 24.5, or has that narrative start to creep into his head? Is he starting to hear it? And is this the time when it's like, everyone calm down, I'm still Steph Curry, and he shows what he's made of and puts up a big effort tonight? Which would you lean, Joe? 24.5 is the total for the chef.
I'm all about fading guys until they show me that they can actually do it. And it's just to this point, I mean, he has been MIA. And if it has not been for Kevin Durant, we'd be having a totally different discussion about this series here. And I'm done giving Steph Curry a free pass, ankles, fingers, ass, whatever it may be. I don't care. Like, at some point, you're Steph Curry. You've got to stand up here. It can't be Kevin Durant, you know, going for 38 or 42 and that. He can't be carrying you guys all the time here. So at some point, he's got to step up. Will it be on the road? I doubt it. Right. If it's going to happen, it's probably going to be at home. So I would fade him until we at least got it back to the Oracle. And I will say this. It doesn't look good from a statistical standpoint, because teams that ended up defeating the Warriors, and this is since 2014, guys, since 2014, teams that end up actually taking down the Warriors in a game, the following game, 44-61 against the number, 41%. Teams get drained, and it's also even lower in the playoffs. You beat the Warriors in the playoffs, the next game, 38% against the number in the playoffs. So it's just historically this team turns it up, ratchets it up after they lose. So looking at the number here, it's not a big number, -1.5, over under 221.5. You know, you got to look at and go, all right, what am I banking on? Am I banking on Steph Curry coming and showing up finally? Am I going to get finally Curry Thompson are going to get off their asses and contribute? If they don't, and we get more of the Kevin Durant show, I like Houston in this game to be able to tie this series up. It's got to be somebody else other than Durant tonight. If those guys don't show up, I like Houston here.
It's interesting. So it sounds like you're taking the under on Curry and the over on Durant at 31.5. Because he's the one who's going to come by at any time. I think the Warriors step up. I think the Warriors win this, and you get representative efforts from Curry and from Klay.
Yep. All right. Why they got to play the game, though. So much fun going on here.
We'll
all right, our Make It Rain plays of the day coming up. Take a look at Major League Baseball as well. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of 2 or 4 select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball,
I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. With the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Guys, it's minicamp time for those taking into the 2019 NFL Draft as they get introduced to their new playbooks and start studying up for the 2019-20 NFL season. And if for fantasy football enthusiasts, as well as NFL bettors, you guys need to start doing your homework as well. If you are serious about fantasy football and wagering on NFL futures or contests, guys, it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And good news, Roto Experts has got you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Davis Maddock, the Roto Experts, they're providing NFL dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play, while also providing you with all the data insight you need to be a successful at the betting window. Save 10%, rotoexperts.com, promo code FNTSY, that's 10% off, promo code FNTSY for the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And welcome in here to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez, as we take a look at the numbers here, make it rain for this for these games here, not only tonight, but of course we got some Major League Baseball, NBA playoffs, still trying to figure out exactly what in the hell happened in the Kentucky Derby, as we know the numbers. We know how much money was lost, actually not lost, just stayed in the pockets of the sports books because of what happened. And the numbers were just absolutely staggering alone at the for Twin Spires, which is the track, Churchill Downs. That's their kind of app that you use in order to be able to place bets. And by that horse, Maximum Security being taken down, $42 million in possible winnings went along with it just in win, place, and show bets, meaning anybody that had him, you know, put 10 bucks down to win or place or show, just the win, place, show bets, $42 million. They haven't released any of the numbers on the exotics where maybe your exact is or your triples or so, but I would imagine that horse being the pre-race favorite at 9-2 was just about in a whole lot of people's equation there. And the amount of money lost when you add it all up, we are talking, you know, over $100 million, guys, around books and around the country. A lot of money that was left out on the table. So a lot of people today, Monday, all weekend long, rightfully so, probably a little bent out of shape. But ultimately, we had Todd Pletcher on earlier on the show, a Hall of Fame trainer there who was at the Derby, and he brought up a good point. Listen, he hats off to the horse racing industry and the people in that position who the rule of the law, the rules are the rules. The rules are to prevent catastrophe where horses aren't coming across and trying to kill each other. He broke the rules. It was as clear as day. The horse had to come down. There's no way you could keep that horse up and then justify it afterwards somehow because nothing catastrophic happened. We were this close. I am talking inches away from there never being horse racing again if that horse, War of Will, isn't able to withstand getting not once but twice buckled with the back legs of Maximum Security. So all in all, I'm glad nothing catastrophic happened, but you still got to take that horse down.
Yeah. You know, like we said, if it's a foul on Tuesday at Aqueduct, it should be a foul on the first Saturday in May in the biggest spot in horse racing. And, you know, Pletcher, one of the things he said was this idea that, you know, horse and jockey safety kind of should and is consistently the number one priority. And that decision kind of speaks to that. It's just a tough one because it also was dragged out for 22 minutes. You didn't think, you know, looking at it live, you maybe didn't really see that. They interview the damn jockey on the horse afterwards, and he's like crying, praising God, all that stuff, you know, and it almost felt a little anticlimactic. They literally had the camera on the winning jockey when the announcement happened, you know, and also, Joe, there are prop bets out there, like who will the winning jockey thank first? You know, the horse, God, their trainer and all. And they had the interview where he like thanked the horse, you know, and that stuff. And then they got to flip around and do the same thing. So it was a lot of confusion. I wonder if how many out there, like we say, hashtag torn tickets there were that people were then digging through the garbage to try and reclaim them. But that's why they say hold all tickets, whether the inquiry, it never went official. And that's why you got to always wait.
Yeah, the trainer of Maximum Security, they were interviewing him while the objection was going on, and you could hear in his voice, along with Luis Saez, just how nervous he really was.
If this was any other race on any other day, would you be as confident of keeping it?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
Difficult moments for you.
Yeah.
This
is really hard now. Well, let's... Great to the racing gods.
You don't know what to say.
Luis, do you have anything else to say?
No, thank you.
Gentlemen, we'll see what
happens. Thank you, sir.
As the jockey's like, you know, I ain't got nothing to say because my paycheck is probably going out the window. You heard it there that they almost knew. You know, they knew the infraction happened. This was not a shock. It was, you know, when you watch the replay back, you know for a fact that the horse almost killed everybody coming up there. I mean, and it wasn't Luis Saez's fault. Pletcher even said that. It was the horse.
He did the best he could to get him back.
Got spooked and started going four wide. And the minute that happens, that's how you have those types of crazy, you know, horses go down. The reason that it happened the day before in one of the Oaks races there, where that's what happened. A horse got buckled there underneath somebody else's legs, and that's when the horses go down. And if it would have went down, I'm telling you right now, horse racing is over as we know it, because all those horses coming around the turn, Gaffleon goes down, guys. He's done. The horses, everybody goes down. It would have just been horrific. So, and the reason those rules are in place is to prevent just that from happening. Right. And so you can't justify it because it didn't happen that way. You can't go, well, you know, in that case, well, since nothing bad happened, you know, you shouldn't pull him down because it's a derby. That, I agree with Todd Pletcher from the standpoint that make the tough call. You know, it shouldn't matter that it's a Kentucky Derby or a Tuesday at Finger Lakes. It shouldn't matter. Get the damn right call, which is ultimately what we all scream about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It would have been a horrible spot for the catastrophe. You know, it's like if Tom Brady actually got, you know, concussed and was unconscious in the Super Bowl kind of thing, you know, the black eye for the sport that it would have been. And so, you know, they gotta do it right. And ultimately they did. You even saw like Tirico on the telecast at first was like, however long this takes to do the replay, it has no bearing on the decision. Then 15 minutes later, he's like, well, this is a little bit long. They're probably trying to figure out a new order of finish at this point, you know, so
they knew as time went on. Yeah, they didn't. You know, that was the problem is a lot of people initially thought that it wasn't involving maximum security. It was some of the horses, you know, after that, maybe Tacitus and Cotabon. Yeah. But then ultimately it started to shift where, oh, no, they're looking at maximum security. And then once those, you know, once the replay started hitting the screen. Yeah, that was the end of that. And then you even heard Tirico on the broadcast going, this is crazy.
There is an objection that has been posted on the board, so it is unofficial for the moment. There you see the unofficial order of finish.
He did come out at the top of the stretch, nearing the top of the stretch. He impeded the one horse, War of Will. Mm-hmm.
Maximum security moved out of lane before he was clear, forcing the rider of number one, War of Will, to check up a little bit.
Yeah, and that was Jerry Bailey there.
You can almost hear the gears turning in their head. You know, like when they're coming to the realization, like, uh-oh. They're going to DQ him. Like, the more and more they looked at it, the more and more they were like, they might take him down here. It started, they were like, no, the best horse run the race. Don't worry about it. I think it's fine. And then as they saw more and more angles and more replays, I think you even heard the realization among them that, they were going to take him down.
Yep. Jerry Bailey on the broadcast. He'll be joining us here on the morning after coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. But once the official announcement came down, it was just a sigh. You could just hear people like, I can't believe this is actually happening.
Yes! They disqualified him.
They did. So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby.
65-1 long shot, pays $132 and change, and almost nobody had him. A couple of stragglers had him. One guy, had him, I think, at $2,500, made $133,000 because they had him to win. And I don't know if there was a relationship between the owner or the horse or what, because nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, in tickets that I've seen coming across outside of some crazy guy at the Mirage in Vegas who played two of the same exact $4 superfectors with Country House on top. And then he had every other horse. Somebody must have really liked that guy. Rather be lucky than good. Yeah, that's exactly what happened there. The guy turned $8 into close to $80,000 there in superfecta plays simply because he had Country House at top. Which, he was one of the longest shots in the thing, 65-1. You had no idea. He came from the number 20 post, guys. Yeah, number 20 post. A place where people almost never come. And he was able to do it. So we still don't know whether or not he's going to race in the Preakness, but Todd Pletcher seemed to think that, he's probably not going to have a choice. I don't think he's going to have a choice either. I personally wouldn't. What the hell you got to gain now? I mean, you're the Kentucky Derby winner. The stud fees are already going to be astronomical. Right. What the hell do you, why bother risking it and racing him in the Preakness? But maybe the pressure to go for that triple crown, maybe they'll force him to have to go.
Yep. And like I asked Todd Pletcher, I think it's going to impact other people's decisions as well. The Preakness usually has like 5-6 horses. I think more horses and trainers and jockeys are going to be apt to take their shot to dethrone the Kentucky Derby winner. So I think the Preakness is going to be a little bit more interesting than usual this year as well.
It definitely is. And don't forget tonight, you've got it Boston, Milwaukee, and Houston, and Golden State. Who you going with, Dane?
Yeah, I'm going with the one seeds on the road today. I like Milwaukee and Golden State. In baseball, we got my man Trevor Bauer on the hill against the White Sox, who do not score runs. So if you want to look at the first five there. And you got DeGrom on the road in San Diego. You know, ironically, Joe, he's facing this kid, Chris Paddock, the rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Paddock has a ERA 2 runs lower than Jacob DeGrom and is at home, yet they're the dog.
Wow.
Something to look at.
I love that. All right, give me Houston, I believe, is taking on Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. Garrett Cole on the mound against Jake Junis. Yeah, I'm going to take the run line there. I think Houston continues to score 400 runs a game just because they can. That lineup is potent. And also, give me Toronto back at home, taking on Minnesota, who's in the middle of a bit of a slump now that they got their butts whooped in New York by the Yankees, too. Tough to travel, isn't it? I'll take Toronto here tonight also. So Vlad Jr. going to have a monster game here tonight. All right, morning after coming up. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to make it rain. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Hall of Fame trainer Todd Pletcher, two-time Derby winner. He joins us. You know, Todd, too, I'm shocked not more is being made of this, but what War of Will was able to do by remaining upright and how that happens, because you've been around racing a long, long time, man. In situations like that, it doesn't often end up the way it ended up. Catastrophe could have, I don't even think that's a big enough word of what could have happened there with that horse coming over Maximum Security three pass there, almost unheard of. What do you think happened to the horse there? Was it just spooked when it came around the turn? What do you think caused it to shift over like that?
Absolutely, he was spooked. I've seen some footage where there was some water on the inside there and sort of a reflection off that. I know Luis Saez thought that maybe he heard the crowd. You know, it's kind of at that point where you're just getting ready to turn for home and there's a mass of people, you know, and a roaring crowd there. But whatever it was not Luis Saez's fault. the horse clearly spooked from something and quickly veered out three paths. And Luis did a tremendous job of recovering as quickly as he could, and he corrected it. But, you know, by that time, the damage was done. And like you said, had War of Will, who if you watch some still footage, his front legs are literally in between the hind legs of Maximum Security. If he goes down and clips heels, similar to what we saw in the Kentucky Oaks the day before, where the filly clipped heels and the rider came down, if that happens at that point, who knows how many horses could have potentially went down. So it was a great job by Tyler Gaffleone on War of Will to keep his horse up, and a great job by War of Will himself to be able to maintain his balance.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Todd, Dane Martinez here. And first of all, I would be remiss if I haven't thanked you, because as a New York guy who goes to Belmont all the time for the last few years, Pletcher and Johnny V have been an auto play that's worked well for me. So I thank you for that, Todd. My question is about the jockeys, right? Like, and your host, Cutting Humor, you decided to go with Mike Smith, right, after Omaha Beach was scratched. Can you tell me a little bit, like, what goes into that decision when on the one side you have to weigh getting a world-class jockey on the mount like Mike Smith, but on the other side, the familiarity with the horse, right? This was the first time he kind of ever rode them. What goes into your mind when making that decision between, like, you know, the skill and reputation of the jockey versus the familiarity of working with that horse before? How did you make that decision?
Well, actually, in either case, you know, we originally had named Corey Lannery to ride, and he, too, had never ridden Cutting Humor. John Velasquez has been Cutting Humor's main rider, and unfortunately, you know, he was committed to Code of Honor. So we were going to end up with a jockey who had not ridden him, regardless if it was Corey Lannery or Mike Smith. But talking to the ownership group, they were also part owners of Justify last year, so they had a strong history with Mike Smith, having won the Triple Crown last year, and Jack Wolf, the principal of Starlight Racing, and the owners group decided that, you know, when Mike became available, it was a tough decision. We felt bad for Corey, but we felt like, you know, with Mike's success in these big races, it just, we felt like we were giving our horse the best opportunity by using him.